It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. It's your daily sports dump for today, Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020. Happy birthday, Brian Gallivan. And my dad. It's not the same person. Two different people. And don't expect me to do these birthdays all the time. I just happen to remember that. Now, for the jokes. Despite the slow week, we got some good ones now. And we'll begin with the college basketball. Kansas and Kansas State got into a massive brawl at the end of their game last night. Suspensions are expected to be incoming, but Kansas coach Bill Self said he doesn't expect those suspensions to affect the team's annual tradition being the only number one seed not to make the Sweet 16. They may not be a number one seed this year, but I do think the other part will be true. Now, it was quite a brawl. Check it out. Chairs. No good chair contact, but chairs is all I'll say. Moving on. Bill Belichick showed up to the Senior Bowl wearing a visor that said, VIII rings, which of course signifies the number of Super Bowl rings he won as a head coach and defensive coordinator. Not to be outdone, Chiefs coach Andy Reid showed up to a press conference wearing a visor that said 80 rings, indicating how many onion rings he'd had for breakfast that day. In more of the football, Arizona Cardinals star wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald bought a minority stake in the Phoenix Suns yesterday. Fitzgerald said he was excited about the deal as it would be nice to experience a 12-win season again. That's a quality joke, folks. As you may or may not know, the Australian Open kicked off this week. Now, this year's tournament is much more open than usual now that all the trees have burned down. Not trying to make light of it, it's a tragedy, folks. Global warming is a real thing. Okay, give to a charity. Moving on, legendary pitcher Pedro Martinez called Houston Astros whistleblower Mike Fiers a bad teammate for ratting out his old team. Martinez then added, "You're never going to see me telling the media about how Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz were clearly using steroids.
Breaking news.
Are you?" Staying in baseballs, the Major League Baseball is going to experiment with using robot umps at spring training this year. Legendary umpire Joe West says that he has mixed feelings about this experiment. On the one hand, he's nervous for his job, but on the other hand, he's glad that the focus is finally on umpires, where it belongs. And, of course, former Yankee shortstop Derek Jeter sealed his legacy as the most overrated player of all time by earning 99% of the vote his first time up for the Hall of Fame. Jeter said, "I don't want to let this moment get past me. After all, it's not a routine ground ball." Woo! That was a biting finish to our jokes for today. Congrats to all the Hall of Famers, and congrats to just being nominated. Okay. That's it for today. This was your daily sports dump. Again, you know the date. It's the 22nd. Please subscribe, rate, and review us. Go to sportsdump.com for more content. I got to get that website all rearranged so that it's very pretty for you to look at. But why don't you look at it now so that when I do fix it, you'll see how much better it is, huh? And you can still find some stuff on there. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.